Voting began early in Ukraine's Donetsk and Lugansk regions. Organizers ignored warnings from Ukrainian interim president Oleksandr Turchynov that Sunday's referendums could lead to the region's destruction. People were asked whether they support self-rule for the self-declared People's Republics of Donetsk and Lugansk. For at least some voters, the answer was clear.
I support independence whether you like it or not. We are not against the people, we are against the government that rules us. Our people are fantastic.
Sunday's referendums have been overshadowed by violence, with several people being killed in recent days during clashes between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian security forces. The international community has also raised doubts about the fairness of the voting. Most polling stations were staffed by pro-Russian activists, raising concerns that those opposing independence felt threatened and would stay away. Additionally, Ukrainian forces reportedly discovered as many as 100,000 ballot papers marked with yes votes, detaining four people carrying those papers and weapons. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin, who already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, had asked to postpone the referendums. Though the outcome seemed a foregone conclusion, official results were expected early Monday. Later this month, separatists plan to hold another vote on whether to follow Crimea's example and join Russia. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.